You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but hold an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents searched Marshall Fields for a pair of blue suede shoes. He was part of Sun's Million Dollar Quartet, but technically a one-hit wonder. He wrote songs on par with his friend Johnny Cash, yet Cash is more revered for his pen. He was every bit as skilled on his axe as Jerry Lee Lewis was his, but Lewis is thought of as the virtuoso. And even though his signature hit defined a genre, Elvis is more closely associated with the Azure footwear. But in rock and rhythm, his contribution was every bit as influential and important as his son Piers. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's take some time to remember the forgotten son of Sun and king of rockabilly, Carl Lee Perkins. Carl and his brothers Jay and Clayton had one of the hottest bands in Jackson, Tennessee, when they coerced non-drummer pal W.S. Holland to scrounge up some drums and drive down to Memphis with them to audition for Sam Phillips in 1954. Signed to Phillips' label Flip, their first releases were pure hillbilly, but a move to Phillips' flagship Sun label in 1955 gave a glimpse of the sound Perkins was soon to define. Gone, gone, gone.
Well, that must be my gal. You don't look like that. Well, that must be my gal. You don't look like that. I know my baby, she's so round and fat. Well, the baby gone.
December 1955, Perkins and the boys went to Sun and knocked out a couple of sides destined to become standards. However, one song from the session was different. I'm not much for ballads, but I think the ballad Carl cut with his brother Jay at the session was one of the greatest love songs of rock and rhythm. Sure to Fall.
I'm sure to fall. Fall in love. I'm sure fall in love with you. You are so sweet, and we are so near. I'm sure to fall in love with you. So hold me tight, let tonight be the night. Darling, don't ever let me go. For loving you is a natural thing to do.
From that December session came the song that would define rockabilly, leading off an old nursery rhyme that had long been in song, like Hal Singer and Sam Third's Rock Around the Clock from 1950.
One for the money, two for the show, three make ready, four let's go, let's rock.
And from there, well, I'll let Carl tell the story.
I was playing one of the talks near my hometown. And I've been watching this boy and girl jitterbugging, and they were really good. You know, when you're playing and you pick out that certain pair that really is rocking. And they finished their dancing when I finished the song right in front of the little bandstand where I was playing. And he said to her in a good stout tone, he said, don't step on my suede. Well, I hadn't owned a pair of them shoes at that time. They were getting kind of popular around Jackson and Memphis. And she said, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and looked hurt. And I thought, you fool. I mean, that's a stupid shoe. That's a pretty girl, man.
Yeah, pay some attention to the lady. Never mind. As you said, you can get more shoes.
There you go. But I could not get that out of my mind. I was living in a government project house in Jackson, Tennessee with my wife and two children. And I couldn't go to sleep, man. I just couldn't. Don't step on my suede. That's all the old nursery rhyme. One for the money, two for the show, three get ready, and four to go. I said, well, look out. Down them concrete steps, got my guitar. One for the money, dun, dun. My wife came to the top of the steps. I had two small babies. She said, Carl, you're going to wake up the children. Whose song is that? I said, it's ours. She said, write the song and we'll rock them back to sleep. So I took a three iced potatoes out of a brown paper bag, and the song was born.
Iced potatoes?
Yeah. Frying iced potatoes.
You know? Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay.
There was three I couldn't find anything to write it on. And the original words are framed in my house, but it's spelled Blue Suede, Swade. See, I knew nothing about the shoes.
What would Suede?
Suede.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step.
step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off.
And yet, one more from the December session, and the B-side to Blue Suede Shoes yielded another in the rockabilly canon. The song's intriguing chord structure from an E to a C was the real hook of the song, and it would go on to be covered dozens of times, most famously by the Beatles. Honey Don't.
You say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Baby, and you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't.
For the follow-up single to Blue Suede Shoes, Perkins and friend Curly Griffin penned a 1956 tune that had the cure for what ails you. Carl contests that merely playing a jukebox is all the medicine one would need, presumably from the jitterbug bite he sings of. I contend I was cured by the bite of his guitar in that solo. Boppin' the blues.
All my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, Carl, you don't need no pills. Hey, the doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pills. Just a handful of nickels, a jukebox will cure your ill. Well, all my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All them cats are bopping the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Well, the old cat bug bit me, man, I don't feel no pain. Yeah, that jitterbug caught me, man, I don't feel no pain. I still love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. I said, all my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Get it, cat! Bopping the blues, it must be going round. All them cats is bopping the blues, and it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, Grandpa done got rhythm, and he threw his crutches down. Oh, the old boy done got rhythm and blues, and he threw that crutches down. Grandma, he ain't trifling. Well, the old boy is rhythm bound. All them cats is bopping the blues, and it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, and it must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop! Bop, bop, rhythm and blues.
Recorded at the same session as Boppin' the Blues, but held for nearly 2 years before appearing on an LP, this song has long been credited solely to Perkins, when truth be told, he did glean some of it from an obscure 1936 country tune of the same title by Rex Griffin. That aside, I still consider it all Perkins. Everybody's trying to be my baby.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they calling me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I woke up last night, 4:30, 15 women knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Last night, mean to stay late. For home, I had 19 dates. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Last night,
past four, 15 women knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Sometimes musicologists try hard to connect dots that aren't there, such as the case with Carl's Matchbox from 1956. Typified as a cover of Blind Lemon Jefferson's 1927 Matchbox Blues, where indeed the famous Matchbox Hold My Clothes line is evident, Ma Rainey used the line 3 years earlier in Lost Wandering Blues. It's likely the lyric originates from the traditional, but beyond the line, there are no similarities in Perkins and Jefferson's tune. Sorry, but again, this one is all Carl. Well, and Jerry Lee Lewis spanking the planks.
Well, I'm sitting here one matchbox holding my clothes. Yeah, I'm sitting here one with a matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, long way from home. Guess I'll never be happy. Everything I do is wrong. Till your big dog come. Let me be your little dog. Till your big dog come. When the big dog gets here, show him what this little puppy done. Well, I'm sitting here on a matchbox, hold my clothes. Yeah, I'm sitting here woman with a matchbox, hold my clothes. I ain't got no matches, got a long way to go. Let her go, boy. Go, go. Well, I'm sitting here on a matchbox for the clothes. Baby, I'm sitting here on a
Well, it was a movie, albeit typical's 50 rocksploitation fare, but things weren't going well after a serious 1956 car wreck derailed his blue suede momentum. Since the film producers weren't asking for one of his songs, Carl worked magic on an otherwise Tin Pan Alley throwaway for the film Jamboree. Culled from one of Carl's last Sun sessions in 1957 and mimed on film, be sure to YouTube Glad All Over.
Doubt about it, this must be love. One little kiss from you and I feel bad all over. Ooh, baby, hot dang dilly, so thrilly, but I'm glad all over. I got goose pepper, baby, cause it feels so good when you cuddle me like you do and I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, real goof, happy and I'm happy and I'm glad all over. Well, your touch goes through me like electric spark. Well, every part of me glow. I don't take much looking to see what I got. Could it show, really show? Come on, honey, baby, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all over. Ooh, mercy, hot dang dilly, it's silly, but I'm bad all over. Cooking inside when we're cheek to cheek. Temperature low, my fever is high. I can't speak, I'm too weak. Come on, honey bunny, give me one more time. Every time you do, well, I feel bad all
over. Boom, I say hot dog Dilly's so silly, but I'm glad all over. Hot dang Dilly's so silly, but I'm glad all over. Woo! Hot dang Dilly's so silly, but I'm glad all over.
This is Matt Masters. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and the great Carl Perkins. Be sure to send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. In 1958, Carl moved over to Columbia Records, then to Decca, but with dwindling returns along the way. A 1964 tour of England allowed Carl to attend the Beatles' recording of his Matchbox at Abbey Road, after which Carl began famously touring with Johnny Cash before hitting the revival circuit and an amazing cameo in the 1985 film Into the Night before passing in 1998. But back to 1957 and Carl's final single for Sun, which again was a duet with Jay, whom would succumb to cancer the next year, and a superb go at one more Tin Pan Alley offering, Lend Me Your Comb.
Lend me your comb. Gotta go home.